If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to the Hollis Guy Podcast Listener Encounters Edition. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And again, this is Thursday, your listener experience show. The end of the week. Hopefully this gives you a little nudge to get to the weekend and get this work week out of the way. We've got a listener encounter today from our old friend, Stranger John. He wrote in and filled in some holes from the last time he sent us in some encounters and added some new ones. We're going to jump into that. First, we got to get through the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Reddit, Discord, anywhere else. Just search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. You'll find us there. Come and join the Hollow Cult to be part of the community. It is a great time. If you have a listener encounter that you'd like for us to feature on a future edition of this show, Kyle has got some ancient archaic text that you're going to want to write down.
I do. And that information is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. That is going to be where you can send your stories to and be featured on this episode on our Thursday drops. You can also call or text the holophone, which gets hit here and there. That's a phone that stays at the homestead. So take that for what you will. But that number is going to be 618-556-0837. You can also send us weird stuff, cool stuff to Hollow Sky Podcast, P.O. Box 145, Field in Illinois, 62031. Also, all that is in the show notes. So if you weren't fast enough, then all you have to do is click on the show notes and it'll be there for you.
That it will. If you'd like to support the show, we got plenty of ways you can do it. We have a Patreon you can check out. See if you like any extra content, any good stuff we got going on over there. We have a website, holoskypodcast.com, where you can go and check out our merch store and get some cool Holocult swag and rep the Holocult. Got a Venmo if you want to throw some pocket change in there for our bad habits. We appreciate it. Best thing you can do. You already know the drill. Share the show. Word of mouth. Share it around. Share it around. Share it around. That being said, we are jumping right in to our listener experience of the day from our friend Stranger John. He titles this Stranger John in the Strange Wasteland. He goes on to say, "Hey, Steve and Kyle, hope this email finds you in good spirits next year. I suppose Insomnia sent me a gift at 3 a.m. in the form of another one of my anthologies posted. Speaking of which, you guys ever consider compiling a book? I know Bedtime Stories, the YouTube channel, published their works, so why not you guys one day? If you do, you have my consent to include my writings of a madman on the account. You guys send me a signed copy of it so I can add it to my treasure chest of valuables. That being said, I'll give you some more tales of the stranger in a strange wasteland." Well, first off, we have been flirting with the idea a little bit. Secondly, we can definitely hook you up with our Hollow Hancock signed edition.
100%.
If you ever get it put together.
Which does remind me about that book. I need to sit and talk to Steve about that, because I have a really cool idea that will make it a little better than just a book. But I got to talk to Steve about it, and then we also have to find a way to ask for help without giving away the idea so somebody else does it first. So, I don't know. We'll figure it out, though.
Kind of like, instead of making a book, we do like a choreographed dance.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what it was.
Knew it.
Now the idea is already out there, and somebody is 100% going to beat us to it.
I hope they do.
Me too.
I really do. Anyway, moving right along. The first story Stranger Johnson's end is called, ominously enough, Mom Let Them In.
That's gross.
Yeah. My mother has always had vivid dreams, so much so that at times when she has nightmares, I can hear her screaming down the hall. I usually tend to wake her up, or her husband does. The nightmares mostly have to do with violence, be it supernatural like devils or demons, or more practical like a drug addict next door. But one dream got my attention in particular. It involves a little girl sitting on the living room couch. She was weeping, and my mother came over to the girl and tried to comfort her, saying everything's okay. You can stay here if you want. Everything is going to be fine. It wasn't until the girl lifted her head that my mother saw the child's eyes. Then she panicked. They were completely black. When she told me this, I informed her about the legend of the black-eyed kids and that she should never, ever let them in nor give them permission to come in. I panicked a bit that day and drew crosses on the door with holy water. No child showed up, but I find it something worth noting. Leads me to think maybe the little bastards have updated their tactics and are trying to trick us by dream infiltration. Another more plausible theory is open doors and windows. Like a mortal can walk through an open door or crawl through a window. Perhaps a spirit can also do this. My mother's window in her room is open 95% of the year, thanks to shifting coastal weather. Who's to say spirits, both good and bad, aren't just wandering the land and occasionally breach the perimeter through these openings and throw a few negative waves just for laughs? Just one more theory to add to the list. All right, well, we'll break them down one at a time since he sent us a bunch. I 100% believe that whatever these entities are do not hold any respect for any sort of boundaries that are laid forth like by human beings. I just don't think they give a shit. I think,
and you're talking more on the lines of like a front door or a window.
Yeah. Or for that matter, even like walls and stuff, but specifically for this, definitely front door.
Yeah.
I think there is a lore, almost like a comfort lore, that has been put forth for like the black-eyed kids and vampires that they have to be invited in. I think that is a smokescreen at best and comfort at worst. Like, they can't get in if you don't invite them in. Well, I hate to tell you, there's hundreds of thousands of accounts of things coming in, not being invited. So I don't know, but I am definitely on board that they can pretty much do whatever they want to do. We're kind of just here to, I don't know, deal with it as it goes. The next story Stranger John has is Here There Was a Monster, it's titled. This one's a short one, but it stuck with me. I was heading home on foot. Now, in order to get home, I must trek an open plain on my left, a large parking lot, and on my right, a block-sized empty field. Well, sometimes the field is overgrown with grass and weeds, about 5 foot plus in height and very thick. On this day, the field was such a size, and a stranger was walking a good 10 feet in front of me. Suddenly, in broad daylight, a large, inhuman, dark-skinned arm sprouted out from the thicket and grabbed the man in front of me. It pulled him in with enough strength to make him disappear into the thicket. The thicket only moved when it swallowed him in. After that struggle, there was no movement, no sound, no struggle at all. I stood there in shock with the thicket just waving in the wind. After a moment or two of expecting something to happen or someone to come out, I simply changed sidewalk and kept my eyes on that thicket. The thicket's gone now. A row of new homes have replaced it, but I will never forget what I saw. That is terrifying. First off.
Yeah.
And that in itself opens up a whole like plethora of questions. Was the man in front of him real, like a real physical entity? Was whatever in the thicket and whatever this person was, like of a different realm that he got pulled through? Weird.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
Because other implications are not so good.
No.
The fact that something would be able to just reach through and go, zoop, gotcha.
I'm curious if it was just like an empty lot in the middle of the city or something. I'm not sure where our friend Stranger John lives, but that's weird.
Yeah, I've never even heard lore like that. I'm sure there's some out there.
Maybe a portal
that we just
haven't
stumbled across. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'd say anything's possible under the right circumstances.
Yeah.
Because you look back at Stardust Ranch and John was saying that these things would just like just walk into our world, into our reality.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same concept, really.
Yeah. If they can, I mean, you'd think if they can step in, they can pull things out. So
that's kind of what I was thinking.
That's terrible. The next encounter Stranger John has is called The Caveman Spaceship. He says, okay, this is one for the books. It was a lifetime ago. I was in the single digits, but damned if I don't recall this clear as day. I was on the beach with my mother when in the sky was a rock on fire. I know what you're thinking, an asteroid or a meteor. Normally you would be right, except this large pillar of rock was on fire, headed upwards and away. It was like a spaceship made out of rock, brown rock, with embers dotting the sides and a large flame on the back, thrusting directly skyward. I'm not talking about some sort of low-flying plane height either. I'm talking to the stars' height. Hey, Holocult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flour for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focus and enhanced creativity? Try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO. Looking back now, perhaps the embers were portholes of some sort. Since then, I've never seen another UFO of that make or model. Truly an odd vehicle, but I suppose perhaps plausible. If a rock can survive making it down here, then the same should be said for the opposite. After all, that's how we got to our moon. If you want to see something that looks like it, I'd refer you to the collector ship from Mass Effect 2. It looked like that texture-wise with the ember portholes. Minus the spinning bits and more of a pillar-like tip. I like the theory that if rocks can get here, they can probably get out.
Well, a couple other things in regards to that story in particular. It reminds you more of the old descriptions of UFOs from way back when. You know, they would call them fiery chariots and what have you. But fire was a big example of these old UFOs. And then furthermore, I listened to an amazing podcast the other day, and they got to talking about the real ancient Freemasons and how they had the knowledge to turn stone structures into spacecraft.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. So kind of matches what he's saying right now.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I haven't ever played Mass Effect 2, but.
Nor have I.
Gonna look it up to see. To kind of have some correlation to go off of. But that is weird. That an odd timing that we read this right after you listen to that show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on the Sean Ryan show with Billy Carson. Really good interview if you haven't already heard it.
I'll have to check it out. The next experience is titled Agent Smiths of the Dream World. All right, so I'm going to do the opposite of last time and save the worst for last. Now, if you remember, in my last email, I went into lucid dreaming. When I was listening to your video regarding the last email, I remembered something I was probably better off forgetting. I've come across these creatures twice in my dreams, and I hope that me, let alone anyone else, doesn't ever come across them again. The first one I was dreaming, I was walking down a cul-de-sac neighborhood I'd been visiting in Houston once. It was okay, pretty peaceful, when I spotted this man down the sidewalk. He turned and looked directly at me. Definitely a disturbing creature. Seemed to almost have a unibrow and a dipshit sort of look, kind of like Billy Bob Thornton's character in Sling Blade. But it was his smile that got me. Like he saw me and knew everything about me, down to my most inner thoughts. I got the feeling that it was sentient, and it knew that I was dreaming. And that now it knew that I knew, and it was going to have some fun with me. Luckily, I woke up, but with a fast heart rate. The second time I came across such a creature was after the death of my neighbor. My room window looks directly into his, and now it's just empty and abandoned now that he's gone. That week, I dreamt I was in my room looking out the window into his when I saw movement. I yelled out the window only to see a man with long blonde hair stare back and smile. Once again, I got the feeling that I did before with Mr. Slingblade. The man quickly turned towards my neighbor's front door and began to exit. I knew he was coming for me. Luckily, I woke up once again, this time nearly crying. I've referred to these things as the Agent Smiths of the dream world. Whether or not you're lucid dreaming, they like to pop up and hunt you down. They seem to enjoy it even more when they know that you're aware that you're dreaming. So I suppose it's not all peaches and cream in the end. I suppose we are just swapping out worlds for theirs for a few hours, and every now and then, they like to remind us that they're in charge. Supposedly, this isn't the first case, as a Twilight episode was based on a real-life encounter with one of those agents. The true story detailed a man afraid to sleep due to a woman in his dreams trying to kill him. He lost his battle in the end and died due to a heart attack, if I recall correctly. I wasn't able to hit pause this time, as my practice had dulled me. Maybe they like throwing me off guard. Maybe by not dreaming, we're just in an unconscious limbo and someone decides who's allowed into their world. All right, that's it for now. I'll be back with some more strange tales at the next posting. The next set will include the Elder Gods of the Sea, an angry ghost, Mom's ghost, and shadow people. Now some more follow-ups. The UFOs being around refineries. It's worth making note that my grandfather worked for the city for a good few decades at the water treatment plant. It's here that he would see them darting around at night. It's also worth noting that during his time in the 50s to the 80s that he came across, in YouTube-friendly terms, the remains of the unwanted. Keep in mind, the old days, deletion of premature life was still very much taboo, especially in Mexican culture. So they would ditch the body in the sewer system, and it would eventually float over to the water treatment area. Grandpa had to fish a few out at times, so perhaps that's why the UFOs were there, maybe to take samples, assuming the remains are floating in the open. I don't know, I'm not familiar with how those facilities work. The other theory would be perhaps they were tampering with the water, more plausible. The piglet did not give up its merry chase upon my grandfather and his father finding out he was a ghost. He just kept on squealing and running around the property, keeping on squealing, the little fella. To the fella in the comments who said he would have at least checked the settings on the lucid dreaming pause menu, I did, and I'm afraid to say I got a basic menu, just contrast, subtitles, and other basic stuff. From what I recall, the contrast worked. However, I was able to save a file, though I never loaded it, specifically when I was lucid dreaming, half awake and half asleep. I was worried about a college exam the next day and said, no worries, I'll just hit save. So I popped up the menu and saved. Even had a small screenshot of my save file like you would in a game, though I've yet to bring it back to the menu and hit load, thanks to the delays in lucid dreaming. Though the menu was never meant to be a tool of control, but rather a quick exit in times of need. Kyle, I was able to do an FPS, or rather the beginning stages of an FPS. I was lucid dreaming, I was in a park at night, I figure I might as well have some fun. Swapped into winter soldier gear and summered a winter camouflaged M16 with full attachments. I pulled the charge rod and was getting ready to make some targets when I woke up. I managed to make it start through the snow before waking, so that's something. Now if I get a row of lucid dreaming, I'm going to try to manifest something into the real world. It's worth a try, start off small, see what's up. That's the ultimate goal. Maybe the agents are trying to prevent me from doing that. Anyhow, one tip and I'm signing off. Grab an empty tin can, stick some marbles or coins in it, and seal it up. You have yourself a nifty rattle. Comes in handy if you're being pursued by a cryptid, or in general, chuck it out in an opposite direction for hopefully an easy distraction. Until next time, Steve, Kyle, Holocult, keep them guns oiled and loaded, your holy water fresh, your blade sharp, whatever else in good condition. As Rusty West said, it's a strange world out there. You all take care and be safe in it. P.S. Check out the movie I Sell the Dead, Cryptids and Grave Robbing Comedy. So that is a follow-up and some new stories from our friend, Stranger John.
Love it.
I do. Let me go back here.
Absolutely agent, love it.
The Watchers and the Lucid Dreaming is
it's gross.
Creepy. It makes you...
It's definitely bizarre, but it reminds you so much of people with that
sleep paralysis.
That and then the astral projection. Because people who do that will say that there are other beings within those realms that know you're there. They are fully 100% aware.
Yeah.
You're there walking around.
Yep. You hear that a lot. And that's my brain went immediately to sleep paralysis, where you think something, I mean, you feel something is near you. Some people see them. but I do not. But you feel like something is there, fully aware, and it knows that you're asleep, or that your brain thinks you're asleep, or your body thinks you're asleep. I don't even know how that works. It's creepy. It is creepy.
Yeah, and then as far as that goes, like them taking solace in the fact that you're sleeping, or enjoyment, rather, it's said that all consciousness is connected on a quantum level. So everything is connected on that quantum level. So it's possible that these things, like they talk about, like this consciousness, almost like a communication or a beacon when you enter these states. They know it because they are, in a weird way, they are connected to you.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. It does make sense since we're all basically made up of energy. And that energy was, you would assume, be connected.
Yeah, I mean, they even say on a quantum level, if things are entangled, there could be, like, if you and me were quantumly entangled, we could be on opposite ends of the universe or whatever and still be able to affect each other and communicate and just be connected. It's super bizarre. Super beyond my brain capacity to understand quantum anything. Anything with the word quantum is just far too advanced for me.
Yeah, it makes my brain hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me feel dumb.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah. Thanks, Stranger John, for sending in your experiences and following up with your ghost piglet and some of your lucid dreaming experiments. That is going to be crazy if you can manifest something from the lucid world.
That'll be pure insanity.
Yeah. Curious,
because if anything made sense, I could 100% see those things trying to stop you from doing that.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're breaking
100%.
You're breaking the laws of lucid there.
Yeah,
but yes, again, thank you for sending it in. We appreciate it. Waiting to hear from the next round. The elder gods. Until then, Hollow Cult, thanks for hanging out with us this Thursday. Check us out Mondays for the regular show, Tuesdays for the night shift recap, live on YouTube Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central, and Thursday we're right here with your listener experiences. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and to all our lucid dreamers, look out for the Watcher agents.